I'm going to tell a story of how CCL got started, and it unfolded, you know, just one thing. I was doing one thing, and then it led to another, and led to another. And back in 2006, so that was 13 years ago, Pamela and I—that's my wife—went to see the movie An Inconvenient Truth. And I was just blown away by what I saw. I'd been hearing about climate change and changing weather and all that stuff, but I was amazed at what I saw. And then I just had to go back again. So, you know, like so many people, this is a key part of it. I desperately wanted to do something. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if all that was true, and I was sure it was, then I just wanted to do something. I didn't know what to do. I'm not a scientist or a politician or anything. I didn't have any environmental mailing lists or anything. And so, well, guess what? I forgot about it. You know, just time went by and I forgot about it. And then one day the Time magazine came, and it said that Al Gore was going to train 1,000 people to give that slideshow. And I thought, wow, include me. I'm in that deal. So I applied and I was accepted. And I'm a practice freak. And I don't know if it comes through today or always, certainly not always. I practiced that slideshow in my living room about 100 times. And I gave the talk about 50 times, mostly Rotary Club, but also universities and high schools and whatnot, whoever would hear me. The basis of the problem that Gore talks about is people taking carbon out of the ground, putting it in the atmosphere. This seems like a bad idea on the surface. So about halfway through the talks, I sat down at the kitchen counter in the morning with a cup of coffee, and I'd been out to get the San Diego Union Tribune, and fairly deep in the paper, it said that Congress had given $18 billion to the fossil fuel industry. They had the vote the day before, and I thought, golly, yesterday I gave a talk about climate change, and I doubt that 18 light bulbs got changed. So Congress is giving this $18 billion really to generate more energy, but the consequence was more carbon in the atmosphere. And I thought, this is just never going to work. And I thought, whatever the government is doing is going to overwhelm anything that I could do. Anything, even what they didn't do, could overwhelm what I could do. And so that's when I began thinking about lobbying Congress and the media in the manner that I had been doing at Results. But this time on climate. So Results, in case people don't know, it's a hunger and poverty issue and global. And we lobbied for aid, funding for AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, basic education, and microcredit, the little loans for poor people. That's when I was invited. I was giving these talks all over the county, and I was invited to talk to the Rancho Bernardo Foreign Affairs Club. And I thought, well, Rancho Bernardo is a pretty big place, and so I bet you we'll have 50 people up there. You know, I'm gonna be happy with 25 or 30. But however, when I got there, it turned out to be not necessarily the Foreign Affairs Club of Rancho Bernardo, but the Foreign Affairs Club of a nursing home in Rancho Bernardo. Oh, I showed them all the dramatic slides that Gore had furnished me and others. And after my prepared talk, I asked for questions. Anybody got a question? And again, the people were quite elderly. I was 68 at the time. They looked old to me. An elderly lady in the back row, now that's being such a big crowd, that would be the second row, said, I can't read with the new light bulbs. What should I do? And I sure didn't know. And then she wanted to know if she could use two of the new light bulbs, but just for reading. And she wanted to know, would it be better to use two of the new light bulbs or one of the old kind? And again, I just stood there dumbfounded. I didn't know what to say or do. I'd spoken to them about all these enormous problems, and there we were. I didn't handle that very well. And then another elderly lady, she was also in the back row. Again, that's the second row. She said, what should we do? And it seemed like a logical question. I had given them plenty to worry about, but I hadn't given them anything to do. And after a pause, I said, well, what's needed is thousands of ordinary people organized, lobbying their members of the Congress with one voice, one idea, basic idea, and lobbying in a relentless and unstoppable way, and yet friendly and respectful. So the second elderly lady says, then why don't you do that? Well, you can imagine I felt cornered, and I thought for a minute, and I finally said, well, I haven't done that because nobody would come to a meeting like that. And she said, I'll help you. Now, there I am, really trapped, and so not knowing what else to say in front of these, very distinguished elderly people, I finally said, okay, let's do it. That's the moment that I was committed to do it, and like it or not. And you might say that that's the moment that CCL was invented. Wasn't no business plan or anything like that. So here's the thing. I started inviting people, and inviting not going extremely well on my end. And I called her to see how the inviting was going on her end, and three or four calls, she never did answer the phone. And so I was on my own, and I thought, well, I'm going to be talking to an empty room. And I thought about calling it all off, but with the encouragement of Sam Daly-Harris, the founder of Results, I just kept inviting. About exactly 28 people showed up. And with 5 minutes to go, number 29 walked in. And near the end of the talk, with my heart in my throat, I asked the punchline question. Okay, so who wants to do this thing with me? And I was hoping for at least four. And I felt like I needed to have four to have a group. But to my big surprise, everybody in the room wanted to participate, even the guy who just showed up. So we divided into three lobby teams, the North County San Diego and Central San Diego and what we call the South Bay. Following the way of Results, we had our first national conference, all the groups in San Diego, but the first national conference. And 3 weeks later. So that's how the first group start workshop got going. So that's how we got started. And I'd love to tell the story. And that's how it happened.